Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, May 21st, 2014. On today's show, I'll be bringing you the latest on such celebrities as Will and Jada Smith, Paul Mooney, Michael Jace, Mac Damore, and Michael Bublé, as well as the latest on Janet Jackson, why she wished she had been at the Billboard Music Awards to see her brother Michael hologram, and why is Pitbull suing a spirit company? All those stories and more coming up right after these messages.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation in this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning in the show, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And if you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, and if you want to know what your favorite celebrities are up to, just click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I'm on the air live. Also, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, please give me a call on my call-in number, which is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Again, that is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Also, That's Entertainment is on Facebook. Just type in That's Entertainment Radio in the search box and click on the like button. You're going to see a logo with a red carpet and the Hollywood spotlights in front, or you can always go to the link at www.facebook.com/ That's Entertainment Radio. Currently, the temperature in the NY is a cloudy 71 degrees. Before I get started with the first story of the day, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone that followed me here on Twitter, and especially here on Blog Talk Radio. And speaking of Twitter, if you'd like to follow me, I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. And if you'd like to befriend me on Facebook, just look me up under Tammy Jones-Gibbs. That's Entertainment is also on Twitter as well. Just go to That's Entertain 1, THATS Entertain, and the number 1. I also like to give a shout out to everyone that's currently on the phone line and in the chat room. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. And again, if you want to make a comment about any of the stories that I mentioned on the show today, call me. Tell me what you think. Again, the number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. So how is everyone doing this afternoon? It's a cloudy day here in the NY. It's 5 after 1 here on the East Coast. And, you know, it's a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend here in the city. It's Fleet Week. Last year we wasn't able to have the ships to come in, the Navy, the Marines, because of, you know, the money, the budget, and everything. But it's nice to see the military come into town. And for all you people who are here in New York, make sure you tell a soldier, a military person, that you thank them for all their service and for all what they do. And happy Memorial Day weekend. You know, it's an exciting weekend. It's the first the start of the kickoff to summer, so I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Well, you know what? This week is it's a very interesting week in the world of entertainment. Lots to talk about, as usual. I'm going to give you the latest on Will and Jada Smith. Apparently, you remember last week when I was telling you about the photo with her daughter Willow. And they had there was a picture of her and her friend Moses. They had took a picture of Willow. She is lying on the bed, and Moses is shirtless. Well, apparently, Will and Jada is under investigation for that photo, and I'm going to tell you the latest on that. Also, here's an interesting story. Pharrell Williams, you know, if you guys have been on the internet, you've been on social media, you know, people are just taking Pharrell's major hit, Happy, and making their own Happy video from it. Well, here's the latest. A group of young people from Iran got arrested for doing their own version of Happy, and I'll tell you what Pharrell said about it and what happened to these teens after they got arrested. Also, Lindsay Lohan is back in the news. Apparently, she had reached a settlement with a clothing company that she sued last year. I'll give you the latest on that. And, you know, you remember Gloria Estefan? Well, apparently she's going to be the subject of a new Broadway musical. I'll give you the latest. And also, BET, Black Entertainment Television, is getting ready to air a town hall meeting on the about talking about sexual exploitation of children. And, you know, this is brought on by the recent kidnapping of 3 Nigerian schoolgirls by Islamic extremists, and I'll give you the dates when they're going to have this town hall meeting. Well, as usual, it's the week in entertainment, so let's get started with the most talked about entertainment stories for the week. Hit it. Well, you know, let's start with the story about Will and Jada Smith. Apparently, Will Smith and his wife Jada are being questioned by Child Protection Service after their daughter Willow Smith's controversial photo emerged on social media earlier this month. According to the site, according to Radar Online, the two stars have been under investigation by the Los Angeles Department of Children and Family Services, and they are so far being cooperative. The investigation was formally opened last week and is being taken very seriously by the department. Will and Jada has been extremely cooperative with officials, and of course they aren't happy with their parenting skills, but they're under scrutiny, but they understand what's going on. Social workers will also be talking separately with Willow, and they also want to talk to, like I said, the young man Moses in the picture that was with her. They just They said that they won't just be one or two visits with the family, and it will likely be an open investigation for at least a month out of an abundance of caution. In the black and white photo, which was uploaded on Moses Herrera's Instagram, the 13-year-old Willow can be seen lying in bed. The 20-year-old Moses sat against the wall behind her. Jada defended her daughter after the photo made headlines. Because you remember, TMZ was out there. You know, they was asking Jada how they felt, how she felt about the photo, and she stopped them dead in their tracks, and she let them know, she let them have it, that she said, listen, that photo was, there was nothing sexual about that photo. She said, you guys are just trying to start something that's not really anything. And she just walked off to the airport. She was like, you're not going to start this with me. So apparently, people was really concerned. Because, you know, they were saying how Will and Jada parenting skills are under questioning because a couple of years ago, Jaden didn't want to go to school anymore, something about homeschool, and he felt, they said that he was getting a, I can't even think of the word right now, where he was going to leave home and take care of himself at the age of 15 or whatever the age he was at the time. So that was a question mark. Willow, she came out with that video. She had a singing career, and she came out with the whip her hair, and then all of a sudden she did this drastic change with her hair, cutting it off, putting crazy colors, and they were questioning about that. She didn't never look happy whenever she was photographed, and lots of issues going on. So, what they said that Will and Jada are being cooperative, so, hopefully this will go over, but I know this is like a wake-up call to them because, you know, for a couple of years now, they've been wondering, you know, they've been too lenient with their kids and, you know, so we'll see what happens, but I definitely will keep you up to date on what's going on. Comedian Paul Mooney, apparently he was, you remember when Paul Mooney was on Arsenio Hall as a guest, I think it was last month. And, you know, he does his regular stand-up comedy routine. But apparently when he was on the show, people didn't find his stand-up too funny. And a lot of people were a little taken aback. They were kind of, it just didn't feel right what he was saying. Well, apparently, I think we might know what's going on. Paul Mooney has long been known to make people laugh. You know, he's been in this business for such a long time. But the comedy legend has reportedly been dealing with some serious issues for well over a year. According to RollingOut.com, Mooney has been battling, get this guys, prostate cancer. As a result, the condition has taken its toll physically on the funny man, who now uses a wheelchair and cane. Apparently, few knew the status of Mooney's health as he continued to perform his stand-up comedy routine. However, the comedian, who also made his mark as a writer on shows such as Chappelle's Show, The Larry Sanders Show, In Living Color, Pryor Place, The Richard Pryor Show, Saturday Night Live, Good Times, and Sanford and Son, among others, currently received assistance from a cane as well as his brother, Rudy Mooney. The worries regarding whether Paul Mooney can continue his comedy career has become a nuisance right now, as the longtime Oakland, California resident still travels all across the country and Canada to perform his brand of comedy. Despite his determination to continue on with his career, evidence of Mooney's declining health was found recently during an appearance on the Arsenio Hall show. Rolling Out reported that the performance was a hard one to watch for people who know Mooney as an entertainer, sat in the chair after walking out with a cane. After starting his routine, Mooney lost his way several times during the performance. Wow, you know, and the thing about Paul Mooney, you know, like I said, he's been doing this kind of comedy for a long time, and it just felt weird. I know I had saw an HBO special that he did a couple of years ago where he was sitting down, but I don't remember him walking out with a cane. But, you know, he's up in age, and who knows, you know, he's up in age now. But to hear that he's battling prostate cancer it's really shocking. So I just hope everything, you know, works out for him. Actor Michael Jace has been taken into custody on suspicion of murder after his wife was found dead in their Los Angeles home with a gunshot wound on her body. The actor is charged with homicide and held on $1 million bail. It's unclear what led to the fatal shooting, but police believe it's a domestic-related incident. Jace was reportedly involved in an argument with his wife after she went home from picking up their sons from baseball practice. Neighbors allegedly heard them arguing before the gunfire rang out. Their children, both under 10 years old, were at home when it happened. They are now staying with family members. Jace called the law enforcement himself and confessed to the police that he shot his wife. Her body was found by the cops in the hallway of the house. According to Detective Libera, there was no history of domestic incident reports, either with police or from neighbors before the tragic shooting on Monday, May 19. Jace is known for his role as Officer Julian Lowe on FX series The Shield. He also played minor roles in movies like Forrest Gump in 1994, Boogie Nights in 1997, and Planet of the Apes in 2001. Most recently, he had a recurring role on TNT's Southland. According to public records, he's in the middle of bankruptcy proceedings. His wife was a teacher at a public school for the past 10 years. And McNamara had issued a statement apologizing to anyone who misunderstood his recent controversial costume. The rapper faced accusations of dressing up as a Jewish stereotype after he donned a costume featuring a prosthetic nose, black wig, and a beard at a recent performance. Among those to criticize the Grammy-winning rapper was Seth Rogen, who tweeted, quote, "McNamara, first you trick people into thinking you're a rapper, now you trick them into thinking you're Jewish," unquote. McNamara's real name, Ben Haggerty, briefly addressed the issue on Twitter yesterday, but has now issued a statement on his website insisting that he wasn't attempting to mimic any culture nor resemble one. And Michael Bublé managed to knock a tooth out during his performance in Sydney, Australia, last Friday, May 16. The crooner did some damage to his teeth as he performed the second song of the night, but hid the accident from fans until the following day when he revealed the injury on Instagram. Bublé continued his tour in New Zealand tonight. Meanwhile, Bublé will play 5 big shows in the lead-up to Christmas 2014, including 2 gigs at London's O2 Arena. Yeah, they said that apparently he banged the mic onto his tooth, or they didn't go into real details, but I read somewhere where the mic had hit him in the mouth or something like that and knocked his tooth out. Now, I don't know if his tooth was, you know, because some people might have had this tooth knocked out before, you know what I'm saying? And he just was singing and then, or it fell out, or, you know, I don't know the full story. They just said that it was knocked out during his performance when he was getting ready to sing his second song. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even know how he hit it. You know what I'm saying? Because you would think it would fall out, especially if people are right there in front, in the front part of the stage, that they didn't see it. Well, apparently he got his fix, so he is scheduled to do his show tonight in New Zealand as we speak. Right now we have here 19 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibbs. We're every Wednesday between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, by all means, click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you'll get a reminder every time I go on the air live. Also, if you're not a registered listener here on Blog Talk Radio, register. It's free. All you have to do is just give yourself a name, and that way you can be able to keep in contact with what's going on with my show and when my show goes on, and also a list of other shows on the network as well, from anywhere from travel to current events, food, education, news, entertainment, sports. So make sure to register. If you're not a registered listener, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Register as a listener. It is free. Janet Jackson wishes she had been at the Billboard Music Award with the hologram of her late brother Michael Jackson. Rumors suggested that the singer would join the illusion on stage at the award ceremony for a performance, but Janet had to decline due to her busy schedule. They said that Janet she said that she wished she were there at the Billboard Awards, but a statement on her official Facebook page read ahead of the schedule. It says she never confirmed as her schedule will not permit. She sent wishes for a great event. Then she later added that, quote, my brother Michael was, is, and always will be a genius. I love you, Mike, Janet. A hologram of Michael Jackson performed Slave to the Rhythm at Sunday night show in Las Vegas. The track had been lifted from his new posthumous album, Escape, which includes 8 contemporized demos from the Jackson Vault. The collection landed at number 1 in the UK on Sunday and is expected to debut atop the U.S. Billboard 200 later this week. Now, I don't know if you guys saw the Billboard Awards Sunday night. At first when you look at the hologram, you know, at first, my personal opinion, I thought it was real cool for the first, I'd say, three to five minutes. I thought it was real cool. The dancers are in sync, you know. But as it was progressing on, I got sort of like a weird feeling. But I'm not the only one. A lot of people did not like the hologram. They thought it was weird. They thought it was creepy. You know, Michael Jackson has left this earth since 2009, and to just watch him and the music just in sync with the hologram, it was creeping people out. A lot of people didn't like it. And then I heard just recently that they're supposed to be doing a concert here in New York where they're doing a hologram of Tupac and Biggie at the same time on stage. And, you know, they were saying that, Biggie's last album, one of his albums was Life After Death. It, you know, they say it puts a whole new meaning, a whole new spin on that album, being referring to Life After Death, and to see his hologram on stage. So we'll see. But, you know, it was really incredible how they was able to put in the money that went for this hologram was crazy. So, you know, Pitbull is suing a spirits company for their branding of a vodka cocktail they call this vodka cocktail the Pitbull. Now, according to TMZ, the rapper is taking legal actions against E&J Winery and New Amsterdam Spirits Company, demanding compensation for profits made from the cocktail as well as removal of the name. The Timber rapper, whose name has been trademarked since 2000, claimed that the Spirits Company has been using his name to sell its drink. The Pit Bull consists of New Amsterdam vodka, lime juice, grapefruit juice, and lemon and lime soda. The rapper has endorsed competing brand Voli Vodka, which features in the video Forgive Me Everything and the lyrics to Reign Over Me. Pit Bull Vala brand was the target of a lawsuit in March over the death of a man at a Voli promotional event. Pharrell Williams has reacted to reports saying that a group of young Iranians were arrested after they recreated the music video of Happy. On Tuesday night, May 20th, the Grammy Award-winning singer-producer said on Twitter, quote, it's beyond sad these kids were arrested for trying to spread happiness. The arrested Iranians consisted of 3 young men and 3 young women. All of them are featured dancing to the summary song in a viral YouTube video that was shot on the rooftop of Tehran. Iran is an Islamic country that doesn't allow public dancing and singing. The law in the country also said that women must cover themselves from head to toe. The 3 women in the video are unveiled. Following the arrest, the 6 Iranians were forced to appear on television to confess to their criminal acts and apologize. The dancers then claimed that they were tricked into making the video as they were told that the clips weren't meant to be shared publicly. One of the video creators named Nita revealed that the real purpose of making the video in an interview with Iran Wire last month, she said, quote, we wanted to tell the world that Iran is a better place than what they think it is. Despite all the pressures and limitations, young people are joyful and want to make the situation better. They know how to have fun like the rest of the world, unquote. Lindsay Lohan apparently had resettlement with a clothing company, which she sued last year. According to TMZ, Lohan and the company DNAM Apparel Industries made an agreement to end the lawsuit this week, and she received $150,000 in damages. Last year, Lohan and her clothing label, 6126, sued the company for $1.1 million, alleging that they did not receive the royalties. The company fought back with a $5 million lawsuit, saying that Lohan's problems with drugs contribute to the poor sale. Lohan was given a reprieve from responding to the lawsuit when she was in rehab last year, but she still did not respond to the suit after she was discharged. Early this month, the Mean Girls star said in a court document that she failed to respond to the lawsuit because she had been overwhelmed since leaving rehab and dealing with her sobriety and a miscarriage. And The Voice has named the winner of its sixth season. Josh Kaufman was named champion in last night's final against Jake Worthington and Christina Grimmie. The Indianapolis-based singer was originally let go by coach Adam Levine before Usher made the choice to steal earlier in the season. Kaufman's fate seemed uncertain after Monday's final live performance show at a glitch on iTunes that showed the singer recording of Adele Set Fire to the Rain listed as an album instead of a song. As a result, the track was kept outside the top 10 most downloaded songs, while fellow competitor Grimmie and Worthington were within. Kaufman wins a recording contract and will take part in a 31-date tour this summer with his two finalists and fan favorite Christine Merlin, as well as Season 5 winner Tsang Chen, runner-up Jackie Lee, Will Chaplin, and Season 1 favorite Dia Frampton. And the winners of Dancing with the Stars has been revealed. Meryl Davis and dance partner Maxim Shcherbakovsky were crowned winners in last night's finale, fending off competition from Amy Purdy and Derek Hough, as well as Candace Cameron Bure and Mark Ballas. In their final dance, the pair performed a fusion of the foxtrot and cha-cha, which received straight 10s from the judges and resulted in a perfect 90 out of 90 for all three final performances. The best part of the season was U2. This is what Carrie Ann, a novelist, said. She said the best part of the season was you two. Len Gudmans added that this might be my last season, and if it is, I couldn't wish for a better Dan to watch to finish up with. Purdy and Hough were named runner-up this season, while Bure and Ballas landed in third place. And Iggy Azalea suffered a technical problem during her performance on Dancing with the Stars last night. The rapper was performing her hit single Fancy with Charlie XCX. Azalea appeared to be out of sync with the backing track for the song before saying, I'm so sorry, but there's something wrong in my ear. The work rapper managed to pick up the track and carried on to finish the performance. She later tweeted, explaining that she was unable to hear the track through her earpiece. Earlier this month, Azalea revealed that she is working on a track with Jennifer Lopez, which will appear on the singer's new album, AKA. Right now, we have here 28 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Give, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. Again, if you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you click on the follow up button on the top page so that way you can get a reminder when I'm on the air live. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and give you some other stories that we're going to be working on in the next half hour. In the next half hour, I'm going to give you the latest on this Broadway production centered around Gloria Estefan's life. It's about her, they're putting her life onto Broadway. Also, BET is getting ready to air a town hall meeting about the about sexual exploitation of children, and also to focus on what's going on with the 300 Nigerian schoolgirls that were kidnapped by Islamic extremists. Also, I want to make a congratulated shout out to Ciara and her fiance Future. They welcomed a baby boy yesterday, and I'll tell you what they named him. Also, Latavia Robertson, I don't know if you guys remember her from the Destiny Child days. Well, you know, she's has joined the cast. She's one of the new cast members of R&B Diva Atlanta. Well, she opened up about her career and her professional life and the struggles that she went through after Destiny Child. So I'll give you the latest on that. All those stories and more coming up right after the break. So stay tuned.
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, 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 don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, crush is rolling, why she making, making names?
Yeah.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. the number one source for entertainment news and pop culture every Wednesday afternoon with the host Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now we have 25 minutes left remaining in the show. That was new music from Usher and Good Kisser. Right now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture and what's happening in the world of Hollywood. Before we went to the break, I wanted to give you the latest on Gloria Estefan. Apparently, she is the subject of a new Broadway musical. The show is called On Your Feet, and it will be based on the Latin singer and producer husband, Emilio Lives. The show will premiere in Chicago in the summer of 2015 before transferring to New York in the fall. Kinky Boots director Jerry Mitchell will helm the project along with writer Alexander Danellaris from The Bodyguard. Gloria Estefan is the most successful crossover Latin singer to date, selling over 100 million records worldwide. The couple were born in Cuba before moving to Miami. Gloria originally performed with the Miami Sound Machine, fronted by Emilio. And Samantha Harris has revealed that she had undergone a successful double mastectomy. Last month, the former Dancing with the Star host said that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer and that she was going to have the procedure in order to overcome the disease. Talking to Twitter earlier yesterday, Harris wrote, "Made it through grueling double mastectomy surgery thanks to all of my amazing surgical team." Harris explained last month that she had an extended period of ill health last fall leading up to her diagnosis. She was soon informed by her doctor that she had cancer and decided that to have a double mastectomy was the best option. Harris served as a co-host and on Dancing with the Stars for 7 seasons and later went on to work on Entertainment Tonight. Def Leppard musician Vivian Campbell is seeking treatment for cancer again. After going into remission last year, the guitarist has said that his Hodgkin lymphoma seemed to be kind of coming back again. Campbell previously announced his cancer diagnosis in June 2013. Def Leppard are currently recording their new LP with Campbell stating that he plans to return in November to finish up the record. It will be the band's first new album since 2008. By November, he said that he was officially in remission. Def Leppard are currently recording their new LP with Campbell stating that he plans to return again in November to finish up the record. And again, it's been the band's first new album since 2008. And the 2014 Billboard Music Awards came to a close after Jennifer Lopez was presented with the Icon Award. She got emotional and thanked everyone who had worked with her over the years. Lopez then rocked the stage with the first live performance of her new single called First Love. Lopez is not the only act who had a big night at the 2014 Billboard Music Awards. Justin Timberlake came out as the biggest winner at the award show, which was aired live from MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. The former NSYNC member who would overseas and couldn't make it to the event dominated the full winning list as he won 7 awards, including Top Artist and Top Male Artist. His latest album, The 2020 Experience, The Complete Experience, was also named Top R&B Album and Top Billboard 200 Album. Following Timberlake was Imagine Dragon. The Las Vegas band, who also served as a performer at that night's event, bagged 5 awards, including Top Duo Group, announced as a winner in Top Rock Album category, Top Hot 100 Artist, and Top Rock Artist. Their Night Vision album was also announced as a winner and in the Top Rock Album category. Meanwhile, Pharrell Williams, Robin Thicke, and T.I. scored 4 wins each. Other notable winners including Katy Perry, she won for Top Female Artist and Top Digital Song Artist, Lorde, Top New Artist and Top Rock Song for Royals, Miley Cyrus, Top Streaming Artist and Top Streaming Song for Wrecking Ball, and Eminem, Top Rap Artist and Top Rap Album for MMLP2. And just hours after being debuted at the 2014 Billboard Music Award, the official studio version of Robin Thicke, Get Her Back, hit iTunes on Sunday night, May 18. Although he doesn't mention Paula Patton, the 37-year-old singer clearly sings about his estranged wife in the slow-tempo R&B jam. Thicke and Patton announced their split earlier this year. The R&B superstar, however, still hasn't given up on the woman whom he'd been married to for 9 years. He tried to win back the actress by dedicating a song to her and publicly declaring his love for her during his recent concert. In addition to performing the song, Thicke was one of the musicians who scored multiple awards at the Billboard Music Awards. His smashing hit single Blurred Line, which also featured guest vocals from Pharrell Williams and T.I., won in 4 different categories that include Top Hot 100 Song, Top Digital Song, Top Radio Song, and Top R&B Song. And congratulations are in order for Kenny Babyface Edmonds and his longtime girlfriend, Nicole Pattenberg. The couple officially started their new life together when they tied the knot last Saturday in Southern California. Among those on hand for the wedding was Oprah Winfrey and award-winning singing-songwriter Carol B. Sager, who posted pictures and a video of the ceremony on her Instagram page. Saturday wedding caps off years of courtship for Edmonds and Pattenberg, who announced their engagement in February after they started dating in 2007. The pair has a 5-year-old daughter together named Petten. Rounding out the family are Edmonds' 2 sons, Brandon and Dylan, with his ex-wife, Tracy Edmonds. And as one couple jumps the broom, another starts their journey to the special day. Photo released by TMZ.com featured invitation to the wedding of Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. The site reports that the invites were sent out this week to invite guests. The big day will take place August 30th in Miami. At this time, details are slim with no news on who Wade and Union would have by their side at the altar or how much money will be spent for the special occasion. And BET will air a town hall-style discussion this week on the sexual exploitation of children, an idea set in motion by the kidnapping of nearly 300 Nigerian schoolgirls by Islamic extremists. The special is called Stolen Innocence, Your Daughters Are Our Daughters. It will air Friday night on BET and will repeat on Saturday on the Centric Network, and it will be taped Saturday in Atlanta. Participants include activist actor Nicole Ari Parker and Tasha Smith, along with singer India Irie and minister Dr. Bernice King. BET said the special will discuss the problems of human trafficking throughout the world and its impact on communities. It will also include an update from Nigeria on the latest about the missing girls. And Latavia Robinson is definitely back in the spotlight as a cast member of R&B diva Atlanta. This comes after leaving behind the fame in 2000. And she's not only opened up about the dismissal of her career and professional life in the music industry, she also revealed some personal struggles and traumas she's gone through. When Robinson was a 7-year-old girl, she was molested. She will be discussing the molestation, other personal issues, and triumphs in her upcoming memoir. Yeah, they last, if you guys are a fan of R&B Divas Atlanta, you know, they aired last week episode where she was talking to about she had went to an acting exercise with 702 front woman Mila, and how the acting coach was telling them to go deep within their childhood and talk about things that happened in their childhood that really, you know, made a very negative impact on them. And she talked about being molested and how her mother wasn't there for her when it happened. So if you didn't catch it, I'm pretty sure they do show the repeats. But make sure you check out R&B Divas Atlanta. And after much speculation, NeNe Leakes reveals she isn't leaving the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Despite the rumors Leakes is quitting the show, the highest-paid housewife isn't going anywhere. Leakes' recently disapproval of the show fueled the rumors. Nevertheless, she was present at NBC's upfront promotion, Real Housewives of Atlanta, which will be going into its 7th season later this year. Right now we have 16 minutes left remaining in the show. I will be taking another break, and we'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day. So make sure you stay where you are.
Hey, what's up? This is Cliff speaking for Rad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives. So should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There's no place like home.
Getting home safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
First, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. I'm feeling. And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
If you want a bad bitch like this,
huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a habit ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never
stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in with a bass back. Champagne feeling, you can taste that.
I be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
This week, where she was having some problems with her earpiece, that was called Fancy, and it also features another singer as well. Her name is Charlie XCX. Well, for the last remaining stories of the day, Ciara and her fiance, rapper fiance Future, has welcomed a baby boy. That's right. The soon-to-be married couple announced that they were expecting their first child together earlier this year. The baby was born in a Los Angeles hospital on Monday, May 19. Ciara revealed the name of the newborn via her Instagram with the caption, "Future Zahir Wilburn, 9 pounds, 10 ounces, May 19, 2014. This is the 28-year-old singer's first child, while Future has three other children from previous relationships. So congratulations, Ciara. You are a mother now. Congratulations again. The Shield star, like I was, if you guys missed, if you're just tuning in, I was telling you guys about Michael Jace, who was arrested on a homicide following the fatal shooting of his wife. Apparently, April Jace was found dead, that's his wife, last night in their residence in the Vernhurst Avenue in Los Angeles. You know, they said that he, the actor, was detained and questioned by police. But despite, you know, but now this was an early report, but he has been charged, you know. So what happened? We don't know. You know, this Michael Jace has been in several movies. He's on that FX drama, The Shield. He's also best known for playing Julian Lowe, the police officer on that show. And, you know, he also has a recurring role on Southland, and he appeared in films such as State of Play in 2009, Gridiron Gang in 2006, and Planet of the Apes 2001. So, you know, wished him the best of luck. That's really, really not good. And, you know, the hit Disney film Frozen, well, it's becoming a live ice skating show. The production based on the movie, which has become the sixth highest grossing movie in box office history, will begin touring in September 2014. Tickets are already available for Disney on Ice Present Frozen, which will feature Mickey and Minnie Mouse taking the audience through the film plot. It was announced in January that Frozen would also be adapted into a Broadway musical. Meanwhile, Disney chairman Alan Horn recently said that there has been no talks yet about a sequel. The movie, which was loosely based on Hans Christian Andersen, The Snow Queen, features the voices of Christian Bale, Josh Gad, and Idina Menzel. Right now we have here, we got 9 minutes left remaining in the show. I'll be back with some with the last remaining story of the day, so make sure you stay tuned.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Nancy O'Dell here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, then it becomes everybody's business. So please plan ahead. Call a cab or designate a driver before the party starts. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
Baby, you can drive my car.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Right now we have here 6 minutes left remaining in the show, and for the last remaining stories of the day, you know, a lot of Hollywood is in Cannes, France right now. They do, you know, every year they go there to do to show upcoming movies throughout the remaining part of the year at the Cannes Film Festival. Well, apparently, actor Ryan Gosling, his movie Lost River was apparently not equal to what was presented by the film after playing for one of the most packed crowds at Cannes Film Festival on Tuesday. The film received mostly negative reviews. Now, Peter Bradshaw, The Guardian, sounded off on his opinion on Twitter, saying, just think, if Ryan Gosling had been such a star actor, he'd never have been allowed to direct Stare, Into Space, Scream. And in a longer review, he said that it's that he was frustrated precisely because sometimes it isn't so bad. So apparently this movie that I guess Ryan Gosling had worked on didn't go so well over Cannes. Now, Nas, rapper Nas, his movie Illmatic got rave reviews there and over in Cannes, France. So they gave his movie rave reviews. So, better luck next time, Ryan. We haven't seen Ryan in a minute, right? It's like I guess he just took a break from acting. And, you know, he still is dating the beautiful Eva Mendez, who happens to have a clothing line at what's the company, New York and Company. She has a clothing line with that retail giant. So, maybe better luck next time, Ryan. And also, there's also the Godzilla, you know, I don't know if you guys have been to the movie this past weekend, but, you know, Godzilla has debuted at the top of the U.S. box office with an impressive $93.2 million. The Gareth Edwards remake, which also stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Bryan Cranston, scored the second biggest opening weekend of 2014 behind Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier. Godzilla opened with an impressive $93.2 million. And Hollywood's latest take on the Kaiju icon also claimed the sixth biggest opening weekend ever for a non-sequel. Zac Efron's Bad Neighbors fell to second place, taking $25.9 million on its second weekend. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 took in $16.8 million in third place, dropping 52.7% from last weekend. The superhero sequel domestic total now stands at over $172 million. Disney Million Dollar Arm starring Madman John Hamm debuted in fourth place with $10.5 million, while Cameron Diaz, The Other Woman, slipped to fifth place with $6.3 million. Heaven is for Real dropped two places to six with $4.4 million. The religious film has now taken $82.2 million over the course of 5 weeks. Rio 2, Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, Legend of Oz, Dorothy Return, and Mom Night Out also feature in this week's top 10. Right now we have 3 minutes left remaining in the show. That's going to do it for me this week. Tune in next week when we do it all over again. Make sure you have a safe and healthy Memorial Day weekend. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. Don't do anything crazy. Again, tune in next week when we do the latest in entertainment and what's going on in the world of Hollywood. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Give. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.